Friday night, late September, for the 18th year, it's Culture Night. It's nationwide and it's free. Yes, free. What's in store? Our reporter Sally Ann Barrett can tell us more. She's at the heart of all things culture today, in the heart of the country in Athlone. Tell us more, Sally Ann.
Well, lots to tell you about, Gavin, because once again, this year is a jam-packed schedule of over 1,700 events, which are directed by the Arts Council and run in partnership with local authorities and cultural organisations. Now, this year also sees an expanded Culture Night late-night programme, which goes into the later hours of the evening. Picking some of the highlights, let's go to the capital first, where in Dublin, over 280 venues will host events, including a programme of dance performances and exhibitions. Now, if you're looking for a quirky event, you might be interested in Dublin's first ever outdoor roller disco at Central Plaza. Also, a 5 kilometre bike disco takes place at Phoenix Park, which is open to all ages, abilities and bike types on a car-free route. In the southeast, of course, sport is never far away from the agenda in Kilkenny, where the Butler Gallery in the city will showcase their exhibition on the art of sport. Hundreds of participants are expected to take part in a large-scale choral event at the Big Sing at Visual Carlo for a very special recording of their final performance tonight from 9 o'clock. Also in Limerick, the city's historic King John's Castle hosts a live concert of electronic music that kicks off at 7 p.m. And if you're after something, well, a little quieter, Time Slip at the Restore Art Gallery in Ennis features a series of paintings that have been recreated from photographs from the Clare archives. Now, that includes the burning of Innis Diamond and the arrest of Eamon de Valera in 1923. There are more than 150 live events planned in Cork. Grace Billings is attending her first Culture Night in Cork, and she'll be performing at a number of venues over the next couple of days, including the Marina Market tonight.
I'd say now's the opportunity to grab your family, grab your friends, come on down to Culture Night. There's so much stuff happening all over the city. Come down to the Marina Market and you'll see me. But it's a fantastic cultural night, so don't be sitting at home. Just get amongst it, I would say.
So much to choose from in the Midlands also, including an evening of traditional Eastern European music and flavours here in Athlone. And in County Longford, the Afro Beats music group will entertain the crowds with their percussive beats, while in County Offaly, an exhibition called Through My Eyes, organised by members of the Down Syndrome Association, will be open to the public at Esker Arts in Tullamore. Now in the North East, Street Life makes a welcome return to Cavan, with performances there from circus and street theatre acts at the outdoor performance space in the Town Hall. The Journey of Hope exhibition in Drogheda Library, developed with Ukrainian and Irish photographers, will show a range of images of the war in Ukraine, along with images of families who have made Ireland their home over the last 18 months. Over to the West, and it's a busy night there too on the cards, where in Athenry, County Galway, you can join the award-winning theatre company Mockness at 9 p.m. to take a walk with Crom in the town square of Athenry, as he is accompanied by Mockness performers, stilt walkers and drummers. And speaking ahead of that tonight, CEO of Mockness, Johnny O'Reilly, described what viewers there can expect.
Going to parade through the streets, all 5 metres of him. It's going to be a great night. Like, it's going to be really fun. He's huge. He's nearly as big as the buildings. But he's a big, gentle giant that is going to wow Athenry, I'd say.
Well, in the city of Galway, Gavin, a pop-up Gaeltacht takes place on Galway's Middle Street, while female icons, including D-Day heroine Maureen Sweeney, will be celebrated in County Mayo this evening with Manawayo at Blacksod Lighthouse. As part of Cultural Night, RTE will also be broadcasting across the evening from multiple regional venues, with a special programme airing from County Donegal, while Radio 1's Arena programme will also hold a Culture Night special live from Manor Hamilton in County Leitrim. Now, organisers of Culture Night say they expect to exceed last year's attendance of 750,000 people. All events, of course, are free, Gavin, but some do require booking, and all details are available on culturenight.ie.
Sally Ann Barrett, our reporter, speaking to us from Athlone this afternoon. Thank you.